Touch and Listen, the newsletter of the Florida Braille and Talking Book Library, Fall 2021. NLS News You Can Use. Reading time, 5 minutes. New NLS Director. We are pleased to announce that Mr. Jason Broughton has been selected as the new director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, at the Library of Congress. Prior to joining the Library of Congress, Mr. Broughton was the first African-American to serve as Vermont State Librarian. In this role, he engaged in strategic planning for the Department of Libraries and established a long-term vision for the state library. Previously, Mr. Broughton held numerous positions at libraries in South Carolina and Georgia. Mr. Broughton earned his M.S. in Library and Information Science from the University of South Carolina, a M.S. in Public Administration from the University of South Florida, and a bachelor's degree in biology from Florida A&M University. Please join us in welcoming Jason Broughton to NLS. Improved search capabilities to find foreign language titles on BARD. NLS will deploy new and improved tools to search BARD for titles in languages other than English. The new search tools will give patrons the ability to specify one or more default search languages and also limit search results by language. These updates will make it easier for patrons to find books in the languages they prefer to read, whether that be English, Spanish, or any one of the other 24 languages currently available on BARD. Here is a how-to on the new tools. Designate your default search language or languages by clicking the Language Preference Settings link or the Accounts Settings link from the BARD main screen. If you'd like, you can check more than one default search language. You can also update these settings at any time or specify a different language while searching by using the drop-down menu adjacent to the search field on the BARD main screen. Your default language settings will be applied to the collection browsing options on the BARD main screen, such as Browse by Author Last Name, Browse by Title, Browse by Subject, and Recently Added Books and Magazines. If you choose multiple languages or do not set your language preferences, a language filter drop-down menu on search results screens will display the number of books in each language and allow you to filter results by language. This option will only display when more than one language is present in the search results. Setting your language preference will not affect the recently added menu in BARD Mobile at this time. Please contact your local Talking Book library if you would like help in setting language preferences in BARD. New Braille Magazines. 5 new Braille magazines were added to the NLS collection. Cricket introduces children to fiction, classic literature, and nonfiction stories, issued monthly with summer months combined. Dell Sunday Crosswords offers unique, demanding crosswords crafted by the finest puzzle constructors in the United States, includes themed puzzles, and features tougher Sunday-sized puzzles, issued quarterly. Knit Scene features seasonal patterns, expert tips and tricks, inspiration, and more as you advance your knitting repertoire. Issued quarterly. National Geographic Kids, fact-filled, fast-paced magazine created especially for ages 6 and up. Issued monthly. Sports Illustrated Kids, sports news and articles for ages 8 to 13. Features sports personalities, events, and sports cards. Spotlights on youth who are excelling in sports, and regular columns by youth writers discussing controversial sports-related issues. Issued monthly. Please contact the local Talking Book library that services your account to add subscriptions to these new Braille magazines. News from the Florida Regional Library. The Friends of Library Access. The Friends of Library Access is a nonprofit corporation that assists the Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library in Daytona Beach in serving persons throughout the state of Florida who cannot read conventional print. Our mission is public education and advocacy, along with providing awareness to all print-disabled persons of the wonderful services available to them through this Braille and Talking Book Library. We also assist individuals financially with the provision of accessible media, including Braille, recorded, and electronic materials. Since its inception in 1992, we have helped this Braille and Talking Book Library continue its service of excellence through key equipment purchases and community activities. In appreciation of our volunteers, we have sponsored annual appreciation luncheons and other continuing activities and awards for their invaluable service. We have also assisted consumer organizations in successful advocacy for continuation of subregional Braille and Talking Book libraries. We, the Friends of Library Access, invite you to join us as we seek to increase the availability of accessible media to Florida's citizens who are blind, visually impaired, physically impaired, and/or reading impaired. Anyone is welcome to join, and the dues are only $10 per year. We count on members to generously pay annual dues and make donations to give friends the ability to assist in the provision of services to library customers and other print-impaired individuals who need and deserve equal access to information needed for independence, education, employment, and pleasure. If you are interested in hearing what we are all about, you are welcome to attend any of our board meetings, which are held quarterly on the second Saturday of February, May, August, and November. For more information, please contact Patricia A. Lipovsky, Membership and Outreach Chair, Treasurer, by email plipovsky@cfl.rr.com or by telephone at 386-255-0288. You may also visit the Friends website at www.friendsoflibraryaccessinc.org, www.friendsoflibraryaccessinc.org. NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is a free audio news service for anyone who is blind, low vision, deafblind, or otherwise print disabled that offers access to more than 500 publications, including national and state newspapers, magazines, and breaking news sources. Subscribers can also get emergency weather alerts and 7-day forecasts. There are more than 100,000 job listings from two national job sources and TV listings localized to your zip code and provider. Access to NFB Newsline is possible on many devices, including KNFB Reader Basic, phone, Amazon Alexa, iPhone, iPod, iPad, NFB website, email, portable talking book players, including the Victor Reader Stream 2nd Generation, Braille devices such as note takers and refreshable Braille displays. Anyone who cannot read printed publications due to vision loss, dyslexia, or a physical disability is eligible to receive NFB Newsline. Go to the website nfb.org/programs-services/NFB-Newsline for an online application. You can also call the Talking Book Library that services your account. After your registration is processed, you will receive a message containing your activation codes and instructions. Notes from your Reader Services Team. When calling in, please leave the library patron's name, city they reside in, and phone number. The main Talking Book Library in Daytona Beach continues to be short-staffed and is also assisting other Talking Book Libraries in the state that are also short-staffed or closed until further notice. Please know that you may have been assigned to a new reader advisor to help with our caseloads. Each of our 4 reader advisors are trained to assist with your library needs. They take calls in the order in which they are received and will return your call if requested. If you leave a request on voicemail, they will fill your order and it will be sent out as directed. Contact us if you are moving or if you change your phone number or email address so we can update your information. We can only loan 1 player out per library patron. If your player has any issues, contact us for a replacement. As the holidays approach, we expect delays in the postal service that will cause a slowdown in deliveries of your books and material. Please contact your local Talking Book library with any of your questions or concerns. Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Books Regional Library. Telephone 1-800-226-6075. General email opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org. Your local Talking Book library may be one of the subregionals in a larger county. Subregional Talking Book Libraries. Talking Books Library, Miami-Dade Public Library System. Telephone, toll-free in-state, 800-451-9544. General email, talkingbooks@mdpls.org. Orange County Library System, Talking Books Section. Telephone, 407-835-7464. General email, talkingbooks@ocls.info. Talking Books, Palm Beach County Library Annex. Telephone, 561-649-5486. General email, talkingbooks@pbclibrary.org. Broward County Talking Book Library. Telephone, 954-357-7555. General email, talkingbooks@broward.org. Lee County Talking Books Library. Telephone, 239-533-4780. General email, talkingbooks@leegov.com. Brevard County Talking Books Library. Telephone, 321-633-1810. General email, talkingbooks@mylibraryworld.com. West Florida Public Library, Talking Books Library, Escambia County. Telephone, 850-471-6000. General email, talkingbooks@mywfpl.com. Pinellas Public Library Cooperative, Pinellas and Sarasota Counties. Telephone, 727-441-9958. General email, talkingbooks@ppplc.us. Duval County, the main branch of the Jacksonville Public Library, location of the Talking Books section, is closed temporarily. We are serving those patrons at the regional library. Fresh from our recording studio, Boy X by Dan Smith, DBC 12800. 12-year-old Ash wakes up in an unfamiliar place, not feeling quite like himself. He soon discovers that his mom is in big trouble, and he may have become the person to rescue her. Sunshine State Young Readers Award for grades 5 to 8. Narrator, Tom Hart, David Hostetler. Reading time, 8 hours, 10 minutes. Amazing Misunderstood Bats by Marta Magellan, DBC 17127. Bats are not vampires, but they do have superpowers. Learn how bats help our daily lives even though we rarely see them, and discover what's truly unique about them. Florida Book Award for grades K to 3. Narrator, David Hostetler. Reading time, 25 minutes. Power Forward by Hannah Kahn, DBC 17134. Zaid Salim is small but mighty. He's on his way to the gold basketball team, but only if he can get bigger and stronger and convince his parents that he can make his dreams come true. Sunshine State Award winner for grades 3 to 6. Narrator, David Hostetler. Reading time, 1 hour, 40 minutes. Strongheart, Wonder Dog of the Silver Screen by Candace Fleming, DBC 17135. Puppy Etzel is trained to be a vicious attack dog. Then he meets Larry, who teaches him about kindness and new tricks, and he becomes a silent movie star, Strongheart. When Strongheart is accused of violence, can his new friends prove how he's changed? Sunshine State Young Readers Award for grades 4 to 7. Narrator, Dave Archard. Reading time, 2 hours, 20 minutes. Float by Laura Martin, DBC 17137. At a summer camp for kids who experience reoccurring incidents of the strange kind, Emerson finally has friends who struggle with unpredictable powers like his. When a time-traveling camper warns of danger to come, the new friends work together to save their future. Sunshine State Young Readers Award for grades 5 to 8. Narrator, Dave Archard. Reading time, 7 hours, 54 minutes. New Multiple Book Cartridges. MBC, The Cat Who, 1 to 29, by Lillian Jackson Braun. NLS as Jim Quillerin Mystery. FDB 03906. All 29 The Cat Who mysteries are in this collection. Mild-mannered reporter Jim Quillerin investigates mishaps with his two Siamese cats who often provide great clues in addition to good cuddles. MBC Mountain Man 21-40, FDB 03912. Books 21-40 of the Mountain Man Westerns are in this collection. Follow rowdy frontiersman Smoke Jensen through William W. Johnstone's legendary Westerns in our wild, developing nation. MBC Spencer 11-45 by Robert B. Parker. FDB 03915. Books 11-45 of the Spencer detective novels are in this collection. No-nonsense private detective Spencer solves crimes in Boston and beyond with Buddy Hawk and girlfriend Susan providing backup. MBC Women's Murder Club 6-15 by James Patterson. FDB 03870. Books 6-15 of the Women's Murder Club detective novels are in this collection. A homicide detective, a prosecutor, a crime reporter, and a medical examiner, all women, work together to catch some of San Francisco's darkest criminals. The Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library Services are part of the Florida Department of Education Division of Blind Services. Visit our website at www.dbs.fldoe.org. Contact us at 1-800-226-6075 or via email at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org.